Chapter 3 Review. Chemical Foundations, Elements, Atoms, and Ions. Key ideas for Section 3.1, The Elements. All of the materials in the universe can be chemically broken down into about 100 different elements. 9 elements account for about 98% of the Earth's crust, oceans, and atmosphere. In the human body, oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, and nitrogen are the most abundant elements. Each element has a name and symbol. The symbol usually consists of the first one or two letters of the element's name. Sometimes the symbol is taken from the element's original Latin or Greek name. Key terms for Section 3.2, Atoms and Compounds. Law of Constant Composition. A given compound always contains elements in exactly the same proportion by mass. Dalton's Atomic Theory. A theory established by John Dalton in the early 1800s used to explain the nature of materials. Atoms. The fundamental units of which elements are composed. Compound. A substance made of two or more different elements joined together in a specific way. Chemical formula. A representation of a molecule in which the symbols for the elements are used to indicate the types of atoms present, and subscripts are used to show the relative numbers of atoms. Key ideas for Section 3.2, Atoms and Compounds. The law of constant composition states that a given compound always contains the same proportion by mass of the elements of which it is composed. Dalton's atomic theory states, all elements are composed of atoms. All atoms of a given element are identical. Atoms of different elements are different. Compounds consist of the atoms of different chemicals. Atoms are not created or destroyed in a chemical reaction. A compound is represented by a chemical formula in which the number and type of atoms present are shown by using the element symbols and subscripts. Key terms for Section 3.3, Atomic Structure. Electrons, negatively charged subatomic particles. Nuclear atom. A concept of the atom as having a dense center of positive charge, the nucleus, surrounded by moving electrons. Nucleus. The relatively small and dense center of positive charge in an atom. Proton. A positively charged subatomic particle located in the atomic nucleus. Neutron. A subatomic particle in the atomic nucleus with no charge. Isotopes. Atoms with the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Atomic number. The number of protons in the nucleus of a given atom. Mass number. The total number of protons and neutrons in the nucleus of a given atom. Key ideas for Section 3.3, Atomic Structure. Experiments by J.J. Thomson and Ernest Rutherford showed that atoms have internal structure. The nucleus, which is at the center of the atom, contains protons, positively charged, and neutrons, uncharged. Electrons move around the nucleus. Electrons have a small mass, 1/1836th of the proton mass. Electrons have a negative charge equal and opposite to that of the proton. Isotopes are atoms with the same number of protons but a different number of neutrons. A particular isotope is represented by the symbol AZX, in which Z represents the number of protons, atomic number, and A represents the total number of protons and neutrons, mass number, in the nucleus. Key terms for section 3.4, using the periodic table. Periodic table. A chart showing all the elements arranged in columns in such a way that all the elements in a given column exhibit similar chemical properties. Groups. Vertical columns of elements on the periodic table. Alkali metals. Group 1 metals. Alkaline earth metals. Group 2 metals. Halogens. Group 7 elements. Noble gases. Group 8 elements. Transition metals. Several series of elements in which inner orbitals, d or f orbitals, are being filled. Metal. An element that gives up electrons relatively easily and is typically lustrous, malleable, and a good conductor of heat and electricity. Nonmetal. An element that does not exhibit metallic characteristics. Chemically, a typical nonmetal accepts electrons from a metal. Metalloids. Semimetals. Elements that have both metallic and nonmetallic properties. Diatomic molecules. Molecules composed of two atoms. Key ideas for section 3.4, using the periodic table. The periodic table shows all of the known elements in order of increasing atomic number. The table is organized to group elements with similar properties in vertical columns. Most elements have metallic properties, the metals, and appear on the left side of the periodic table. Nonmetals appear on the right side of the periodic table. Metalloids are elements that have some metallic and some nonmetallic properties. Key terms for section 3.5, ions and their compounds. Ion, an atom or group of atoms that has a positive or negative charge. Cation, a positively charged ion. Anion, a negatively charged ion. Ionic compound, a compound that results when a metal reacts with a nonmetal to form cations and anions. Key ideas for section 3.5, ions and their compounds. Atoms can form ions, species with a charge, by gaining or losing electrons. Metals tend to lose one or more electrons to form positive ions called cations. These are generally named by using the root of the atom name followed by the suffix IDE. The ion that a particular atom will form can be predicted from the atom's position on the periodic table. Elements in group 1 and 2 form 1+ and 2+ ions, respectively. Group 7 atoms form anions with 1- charges. Group 6 atoms form anions with 2- charges. Ions combine to form compounds. Compounds are electrically neutral, so the sum of the charges on the anions and cations in the compound must equal 0.